welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
The spoken word works like this: is when you speak something and you prophesy something or you declare something, it shall come to pass. And I want to talk about the spoken word because I want to talk to us about how Jesus was here to deliver us as a people. But the thing is that they followed Christ because of the authority that he had in his words. They knew that when Jesus said it, it was good as done.
Amen.
When he mentions it, it is good as done. Now, I don't know about us. We might say we're going to do something or be somewhere, and if things change, we can't depend on it. But when Jesus says something, it's a spoken word. The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And he spoke it into existence, and that's why it was so. The Bible says that the fact that Jesus spoke and acted with perfect authority commands attention. It commands attention. I got a little story that I want to read. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 8, chapter 15, the 5th verse through the 13th. Before I go there, there's a scripture that says in Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen." Faith, your faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hoped for means I don't know if it really can happen. I'm not sure that it's going to come to pass. But even though I don't see it, what we want to do is we want to speak something into our life or into someone's life without the authority of Christ behind it. Amen. And that's where I'm going to go with the word today, is I'm going to speak to us about how we need to not only say something into existence, but we need to go to the Father for approval. We say a little bit of everything. We mention all kind of things. We have all kind of conversations. And we act as if God is going to be in it. But only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what God gives you authority to say is going to work out. So sometimes our flesh gets in the way. And we say something that God did not authorize. So when we quote the scriptures that faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen, unless the Lord has approved it, it's not going to work out for you. And so I want to talk to the body about that today, because I want to show you how to increase in your faith. I want us to get out of a type of thinking that we can just say anything from the top of our mouth and from the top of our head and think that God is going to endorse it. No. So in the scripture that I just brought out, it was Matthew, the 8th chapter, 5 and 13. It says, "When Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him." So what happened when he went into the city, there was a centurion coming before him and asking of Jesus. And what this gentleman, this soldier, said, he said, saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy, grievously tormented." And Jesus said unto him, "I will come and heal him." So what happened was this particular soldier, a captain, a general, he was over an army, and he went to Jesus and he said, "Lord, Father, there is my servant that is home, he's being tormented with illness." How many of you been in sick for a while or going through something in your body? Well, he went to Jesus directly. And when he spoke to Jesus, he said, "Lord, I need your help." Somebody, let's say it. Lord,
we need
your help. So he went to the Lord and he inquired of him, and he said to Jesus, he said to him, he said, the next verse says here, it says, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And then this is what impressed me about this word. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy of thou that thou should cometh under my roof. So now he made it clear. He said, Lord, I don't want you to come over my house. He said, because I'm not worthy of you coming in my house. Some of us are like this. Oh, come on with me. You are in all kind of foolishness and doing all kind of stuff, and you want Jesus in it. But he had enough respect for the Lord Jesus to know that I don't want you to come over here. But guess what he said in the next scripture, which I really like. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy of thou that thou should cometh under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So he knew, because of the authority of Jesus' word, that if he spoke it, it was going to come to pass. If he just mentioned it or thought about it, it was going to come to pass. And what God is saying to us this morning is, regardless of all your praise and all the jumping and shouting, what is going on in your mind? Are you truly going to God and getting an answer? Or we thinking it up, or we coming up with something in our own mind and spirit. But what God wants us to know is that only what you do for Christ is going to last. So stop saying just any old thing. Amen. Stop standing up and not really living the words of the Lord. If he says you must be saved, if he says you must be born again, and if he says you must be faithful, if he says that you must be committed to him, guess what? That's what he requires of you, because only what you do for God is going to work out. Amen. Now, this individual was new enough that he had to get God's approval. He had to get the approval of Jesus. How many of us want the approval of the Lord? In order to get the approval of the Lord, you have to know that you have to get yourself out of the way so that he can move in. In order to get myself out of the way, I got to stop doing things my way and say, Lord, I want to line up with your will, because I know if I'm in your will, something mighty and something powerful is going to happen for me. How many of you want to see the blessings of God? Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. How many of us want to walk in the blessing and authority of God? Then that means get to know Jesus and understand his word, that his promise shall come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So this particular soldier, the centurion answered and said, I am not worthy that thou should cometh under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And this, the next scripture, really caught me off guard, because I was thinking about this in the ninth verse. It says, for I am under the authority. Right here, this is a soldier giving Jesus a reason why he didn't want, he just needed his words. He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do, he doeth it. A man under authority. Say the word, under authority.
Under authority.
He had enough sense to know that he's a leader. He's somebody that knows how to establish authority. And he said, guess what? I am in charge of men. I'm in charge of an army. And when I tell them to go, they go. When I tell them to do something, they do it. What we have today in the churches today, pastor can't tell nobody nothing. The pastor can't, he got to step really lightly before we go before you, because we have no authority. But God said that's not so. He said he called you to be watchmen for your soul. That means he put me in a position to sow into your life. But when you're of authority, you got to acknowledge authority. And this gentleman, being a soldier, think about this. He was over a great army, but yet he knew that he had to submit to the authority of Christ. He knew that he had to start to surrender. People of God, God wants to see you grow spiritually, but we have to surrender everything over to him because we have requests that we want God to make come to pass. We have things that we're praying to God about and saying, Lord, I don't know why you're not delivering me. And Jesus is saying, because you don't respect my authority word. You haven't really come to me and submitted your requests unto me because you don't know that I am truly over and author and the finisher of your faith. It's not what you think you know. It's not what you understand. It's only because of me it's going to happen. Someone say, only because of Christ. It's going to happen. So the centurion was smart. He said to him, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And when I say to this man, go, he goeth. We say to one another, hey, can you go? No, well, I can't. Can you go? No. But guess what? When we're in charge, guess what? We want people to listen. There's a reason why deliverance is not coming to us. Or things that we've been praying for is because we have to understand the structure of the things of God. He's not trying to hurt us. God is not trying to hurt you, church. He's trying to heal you. He's trying to improve you. He's trying to build you in the faith. But we must surrender to the authority of the word of God. The next scripture says, the 10th verse says, Jesus heard it and marveled. So Jesus heard what this man said and he marveled. He was like, I can't believe this. He said, look what this guy has said. He's not even like you guys. What did he say here? He said, Jesus heard it and marveled and said unto them. He said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found such great faith. No, not in Israel. He was saying that I have not found this kind of faith. This was Jesus marveling. This was Jesus amazed. Now look at our lives right now. How many of us have that kind of faith where when we go before God in prayer, he says something to you, it settles it? That when he said, listen, you walk righteous and I'm going to order your steps and I'm going to bless you, I'm going to bring something to pass in your life, are you just settled with it? The way it works right now, we don't even realize that we're babes because babes do whatever they can do. How many of you had a child in your room? You were watching your grandson or granddaughter or maybe your own children or you babysat? I know my son did. He brought home one of the little babies, and he was up all day with that baby. And he had two of the kids at the house, and when I came back out, one had some candy in her mouth, and he didn't know where it was from. I was like, what is this? See, you see how it works is that when you get to do whatever you want to do, you don't know what you're doing. This is how you see maturity. See, when you have that little child, you sit them in the floor, they look perfect. You're like, that baby ain't going to do nothing. Look at him. He's so cute. That's what he did. He put that baby in that floor. And I asked him after, I said, can he crawl? And he said, yeah. I said, well, you better watch him. You better keep an eye on him. And literally, after I said, we went there, he's making his balls, he's off, and about 5 minutes later, that boy was already walking off somewhere else. Taking off. That cute little thing was tearing up stuff. Because he wants to touch everything. He wants to, this is what we do when we get saved. We get saved and full of the Holy Ghost, and we just say, Lord, I want to do all kind of things. I want to bless so many people. I want to prophesy and quote scriptures. And it's all for good. That baby wasn't looking to get hurt. Come on, somebody. They weren't looking. That child is not looking to get hurt. But the child just doesn't know. It just don't know. There's things that we don't know, church. Even us on the pulpit, we got to stay before God and get an answer. Somebody said we need an answer from the Lord. Like the testimonies today talking about the government. This is why the church has to get out of the way. Because the man ain't going to put nobody in position to do what they need to do. Because it's not going to come from America. It's not our president that's going to set Israel straight. It's the word of God. Amen. Don't you know that until Israel falls on the line with Jesus, Amen. They're not in the grace of God. Amen. The next scripture is going to show you. Watch this. So Jesus heard this and he marveled. He said unto them, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, I have not found so great faith, no, not one in Israel." He said, "No, not none of them that were in Israel had this kind of faith." And he said this, and he said unto the to you, that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast unto out of darkness. Somebody said, the children of the kingdom. These are the people that are supposed to be living right. Those that sat on the Isaac and Jacob. Jesus was saying, these are not the ones that follow because they don't, respect my word. Church, do you respect the word of God? Then if you respect the word of God, when God said do something, do it well. When God said move, move. When God said I want you to get your house in order, you get it in order. When God said, I'm going to raise you up to be victorious, you got to understand that. What do you understand? The authority of Christ will establish you. It doesn't always feel good. So we got a man in the presidency, and people see all this mess going on, and the church was trying to back him and don't even see the demon in him. Because it's not this country that's going to bring the world together. Is Christ. Somebody say, only what you do for Christ is going to last. You're not going to bring in a president through America to make the world better again. Only God can bring people together. Only God can go work against the authority of sin. But we as mankind and even a church are trying to figure out how to make everything go together. God made the world without you. He don't need you. He don't need our president. He don't need anyone. Only God can bring it to pass. So that's why even those that keep on saying, well, you got to line up with this one. You got to go with this one. Why don't we follow Jesus? Come on, somebody. Someone praise God up in here. Like, my God is not dead. He's still alive. Y'all are putting me to sleep. See, so when the president says all these words and we feel discouraged, guess what? That's not the man of God.
No way.
That's not Jesus Christ. Amen. He don't have no authority.
No way.
He was given authority and he took advantage of authority.
Amen.
But guess what? We can't get caught up in man. Yeah. We do what we got to do. You vote, you do your voting, that's fine. But guess what? Only God is going to bring the promise to pass. Only God is going to make it happen.
Amen.
So your healing that you've been expecting and seeing and praying for, guess what? It's in the works.
Amen.
But what are you doing for Christ?
Amen.
Are you lining up with his word, with his will? So Jesus was marveled. And he said unto them, he said, all those that sit down with Abraham, Isaac, in the kingdom of heaven. So he was saying those are the ones that lined up with promise because they were born into it. Somebody said they were born into it. You know how we get, well, my father's Trump, so I get to sit with everyone else at the table. I'm born into it. We don't realize that God is authority. And this is what's happening with the church because you might be Jewish, so you feel you're special. You might be this or that. You feel you're special. Jesus even made it clear that they thought because they were born into it. But this is what Jesus said at the end of that passage. Just check this out. And it's not against a people. It's just to let us know, guys, that we got to line up with the word of God. And it says here, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into utter darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The children of the kingdom. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this out is even in the church, the Gentiles, we were chosen and we were grafted into relationship with Jesus. And the Jewish people, they denied cross when he went on, he denied Christ. So they didn't receive him. Even to this day, they see him as a prophet, not the Messiah. You see what I'm saying? So if you're following something, you're saying, well, I get with them, I'm good. I get with them, I'm good. No. God is saying, get with Christ. Get with Christ. That's the word. It's not Jewish. It's not black. It's not white. I sound like Michael Jackson songs. Not black. No white. It's only Christ you can get behind. It doesn't matter your skin color. It doesn't guarantee you the keys to the kingdom. It doesn't matter about your intellect. It doesn't mean that you have the keys to the kingdom. So some of us come in here with this intellect type of spirit. Oh, well, I know a lot. No one could teach me. It doesn't matter because Christ is the one that we have to impress. And he sees your daily life. He sees your heart. He knows your requests. But he wants to know, do you respect his authority? Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise. Do you respect his authority? And one thing I said to the Lord when I started pastoring, I said, Lord, I'm going to do what you tell me to do, even if everyone leaves. You know why? Because only what you do for Christ will last. Somebody say it with me. Only what you do for Christ will last. So why are you trying to impress somebody on the right and someone on the left instead of impressing the Lord? Being faithful and doing the things that God has required of you. But no, everybody want to be like that child on the rug. You get a little strength in your body and you get to running. But Jesus said he marveled. And the reason why I wanted to bring out that passage, how he marveled, that means Jesus said, wow, this guy gets it. Somebody said, wow, this guy gets it. He gets it because he's a soldier and he understands authority. See, so he couldn't just hire. He had to understand where they're coming from. Do they want this job to support the company? And to grow and to do what they need. See, we got requests that we made to the Lord. And he hears your prayer. But he's not quite convinced that you're part of his kingdom. He's not quite convinced that you truly is son of the king. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
He's not quite convinced. So I'm going to ask you right now. How shall he be convinced? You know how he shall be convinced? It's because of the way you walk. You walk under the authority of Christ where you know that he's your daddy. You see what I'm saying? That's my daddy. You ever see them kids? That's my daddy. I wouldn't be like my daddy. Now today we teach our kids, don't be like us. Reason why you tell them don't be like you, because you up there messing around. But we should be able to tell our children, try to be like us, because we try to be like Christ. The reason why I'm saying this is important, because we're not teaching them right. You live a life so that they can see a life, so that they can now walk in it. And this is how you're going to grow spiritually, church. This is how God is going to get glorified in your life. This is where your deliverance is coming from. And it's not you saying, well, I know how to go with the word. Where I started off the word where it says a spoken word. we walk around and prophesy all kind of stuff, and people are like, da-da-da-da-da, spoken word. But I want to know, do you understand the authority of Christ, that if Christ didn't tell you to say it, you shut your mouth? If God really didn't say it, then don't say a word, because you're trying to control people. What God is saying, that when you go to his authority, you request of Jesus, that's what he did. He went to Jesus, he said, listen, I know who you are. I seen you feed thousands. I seen you heal the sick. So I'm already good with whatever you can want to do. And Jesus was amazed, because know why he was amazed? Because he said, the soldier said, you don't have to come to my house, sir. That's how we are. We're like, come on, pastor, you got to come. No! Or if pastor ain't there 24/7, oh, he ain't no good. Yeah, no, y'all ain't killing me. I have a wife, I have a family, I gotta pay bills, I'm supposed to go to work. Somebody give God some praise. But the spoken word is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that healing that you're requesting. You won't obey the word of God, then guess what? You're cursing yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7. 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today.